black and white, red and blue, side by side. That describes the town of Hempstead, home to Hofstra University and the site of tonight's presidential debate, and Garden City, the community right next door. WNYC's Jim O'Grady visited both places to sample opinions in this mirror image slice of Long Island.
It's almost too easy, the way Hempstead and Garden City embody flip sides of America.
Hillary.
P. Letty. Hillary. I have to vote for Hillary.
Those voices are from Hempstead, which is 92% black and Latino.
Trump.
Donald.
Oh, yeah. I'm supporting Trump.
And that's Garden City, which is 93% white. The towns are a geographical cliché, literally separated by a railroad track. On one side is Hempstead, with its median income of $55,000. On the other side is Garden City, median income $126,000. Garden City looks like its name, manicured and bucolic. Karen Valente was taking a juice break after yoga at an outdoor cafe on 7th Street.
That's okay, you live in Long Island.
That's true.
She's a night nurse and a single parent with a 15-year-old son.
I'm nervous for my son's future. Him having opportunity to go to college, because everyone else will get an opportunity but him, because you have to let a certain amount of ethnicities in.
For Valente, who's white and almost 50, the future feels small and encroached on by ethnicities. She says her son is growing up in a more dangerous time than the Long Island she remembers as a kid. The fact is, Garden City's crime rate is well below the national average and has been for the past 15 years. It's even dropped a bit. What Valente is really talking about on this summer day of dappled sunshine is terrorism.
The bombings that have been happening, people leaving packages. I mean, I never grew up like that.
As a warm breeze ruffles hanging plants on a lamppost and her neighbors stroll past on the wide brick sidewalk, Valente says her politics are driven by a sense of impending threat. She'll be voting for Donald Trump. On to Hempstead, 5 minutes away by car.
Hey, I'm talking to people in Hempstead.
Yes, sir.
About the upcoming presidential debate.
Okay.
John Jarvis is pulling a cart of miscellaneous stuff through a parking lot next to a strip mall. Says he moved down from prosperous Oyster Bay 4 years ago after some setbacks, including the death of his fiancée and the loss of his home in some kind of reverse mortgage scheme. He's white and likes Hempstead, though he'd change one thing.
I'd like to see the park opened up again.
He's talking about Denton Green Park on Fulton Street.
I like to get away from the traffic and be out in the sunshine and sit in a shady spot.
Why do they close it? For lack of money?
Well, there was a problem with drunken Latinos, essentially, and it's why they had too many problems, and they just said, can't do it anymore.
Okay, fact check.
The grounds stay open 24 hours.
That's William Nawala. He's lived in Hempstead since 1956 and has worked for the Department of Parks and Recreation for 34 years. He knows the hours of all the parks.
Matter of fact, all of our parks are open.
Including Denton Green Park. So what about this drinking issue that Jarvis brought up?
I don't know where that's coming from. I have never seen that.
Seems Jarvis is expressing a misperception, and it's unclear where he got it. But of all the Trump supporters I interviewed, he was the only one who voiced a reservation about the candidate.
Donald, just tone it down with the immigrant situation.
What is wrong with his message on immigration?
Well, he's just a little too strong, a little too bold, and maybe a little pompous.
Around the corner at La Savillana Bakery and Cafe, Juana Humana is eating lunch. She goes slightly further when talking Trump.
How can a person like that, you see, even in his face, and he look like a crazy person?
She was born in El Salvador, but has lived in Hempstead 7 years. She says if she were in the audience at Hofstra, she'd tell Donald Trump to spend one day, with a Latin American immigrant in Hempstead.
How does people wake up early in the morning to go to work and come back to feed his family? How hard they work?
Humana, a healthcare aide, says she backs Hillary Clinton.
She's the best choice we have right now.
In 3 weeks, Juana Humana will attend a naturalization ceremony and recite the Oath of Allegiance to become a new American citizen. Immediately afterward, she says, she'll register to vote. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.